right, reflecting on last night's Senior Football Championship action. Now we're hearing from Castlehaven manager James McCarthy after they beat Clonakilty by a single point. A very close match, James.
Yeah, good game, good West Cork derby. And we were lucky to come out with a 1 point win. We're very happy.
You came from behind as well in the last quarter to win it because Clon were ahead.
Well, I'd say Clon, not lucky. I think someone told me afterwards that Clon were leading since the 7th minute, so I suppose we took the lead at the right time, but it was very close. Clon put up a great performance.
What sort of a football match was it, James?
Very open football. The second half was very exciting. In-team stuff. Both teams missed a lot of scores, I suppose, but it could have gone either way. It was just tit for tat, and I'd say just a bit of experience got us over the line in the end.
And you know, you never really know how your preparation is going until you play that championship opener, but how did you feel about your performance?
Well, our preparation wouldn't be up to speed like other years. We've been on the road now for 5 years and we're trying to peak, I suppose, for the middle of the summer, but with our Cork lads way and everything, you know, you just don't know what to expect in the first round. But with the way the system is gone now, you know, you're going to have 3 games whichever way you go, so we're happy that we're in the next round and we can step up our training now.
As you mentioned, the Cork lads there, I understand you lost Brian Hurley to a black card early on.
Yeah, after 5 or 10 minutes. So, look, these things happen, and we, you know, it was great to be able to win the game without Brian. Big loss to us, but you know, the young lads came on. Two of our subs that came on scored 4 points between them. So, you know, I think that was the difference between the two teams.
And would you say is there much change to your team from last year's final loss?
Well, we're missing Sean Dineen, who's unavailable at the moment. And outside of that, we're trying to blood a few new young fellas like Conor Collane, Dara Collane, Conor Nolan. Shane Nolan came on there now and scored 2 points last night. Dara Collane got 2 points. And Conor Collane scored. So, look, it's great to be able to bring on young lads and be able to blood them early in the championship.
Mm. From what I can see, Mark Collins made another big contribution on score, and he had a good night, did he?
He did, and to be fair to Clon, they were very competitive midfield with Sean White and Murphy there midfield. So, but Mark, you know, as Cork player should be, he thundered into the game there in the second half and showed his quality and leadership as well all over the pitch there.
You'll prepare now for a round 2 clash against CIT, who were also first round winners. So what'll you make of that, Ty?
I suppose with the way the draw has gone this year and the new system, it's opening up doors for divisional sides and colleges. That, you know, it's giving them a great start, and I'd say they have more interest in it. What do you expect CIT? Look, they have quality players, inter-county players. It's hard to prepare for them because you don't know what team they'll be fully out, but I know it will be quality. You know, between Cork and Kerry, they can pick the best of them, and on the day, it's up to ourselves.
Well, looking forward to that. Best of luck with that, and well done on last night's win, James.
Thanks very much.
Now getting the reaction of Bishopstown manager, and that's Andrew McCarthy, after they beat Ballincollig 3-8 to 13 points last night. Andrew, congratulations on that victory.
Thanks very much. It was hard fought at times, but look, the boys do win, and we got there. We got the result in the end. That's all that matters.
How did this game play out for you?
Well, I suppose we had a game plan going into the game, and most of the time these game plans don't work, but everything worked to a T last night. Everything we worked on in training came through, and it worked on the pitch. I suppose on top of that, then we got our matchups with the Ballincollig Danger and Wright, that we nullified a lot of their big players and kept them out of the game for long periods, which was to our advantage. You could play 10 games in a year and a lot of these game plans don't work, but it worked last night, so may not work the next day. We'll just have to regroup and start again for the next game.
Yeah, that's particularly pleasing when it's a championship opener, isn't it, Andrew?
Oh, big time, yeah. Like, we're probably struggling in the league, you know, in a way, but we made a conscious decision to start the year because there's 11 players gone from last year's panel in Bishopstown, so we said we'd start blooding young fellas in the league and give them game time. And like last night, we hit three first-timers starting with Sean O'Rourke in the back line and our two wing forwards, Stephen O'Neill and Brian Clifford, started last night, and they were outstanding. But we have to give young fellas looking to the future, we have to give those fellas games in the league. So that's I suppose that's in a way that's why we're struggling in the league, but in the future to pay dividends in the end.
This is it. What was that approach that worked so well for you last night, Andrew?
The approach, well, the game plan was simple, really. Tight at the back and walk the ball out and let it into our fouls as quick as we can. We knew that we were going to go defensive at times, so we had to beat that. We struggled, this was in the first 10 minutes, and that we were kicking Emma's ball into their sweeper, I suppose, but we got on top of that after a while, and I suppose the injury to Killian Coleman probably helped us as well, in that he was their sweeper, and he took a lot of ball out of their defence in times, but it was an unfortunate injury for him. Mm-hmm. He's a good player, and then straight away after that, then I suppose Noel Galvin got injured, which we don't like to see these things happening in any game, but they were unfortunate, but I suppose in a way they helped us as well, but hopefully they'll recover quick enough and be back.
Mm. You got three goals past them as well, Andrew. Tell us about those.
Well, I suppose our game plan was to get the ball in fast into our two big players inside to Dennis Crowley and Dan O'Donovan. Like, they're two big men.
Yeah.
We knew they'd probably be able to mark one of them, but we said there's no way they'd mark two of them inside us. So that was the game plan, to let it in fast to them and let them do their work. And it worked. Dennis got two goals, I think, and Dan got one. So... And like the last 10 minutes, then Dan came out the field and he showed up the game as well for us. He played very, very well last night. Now, and Dennis inside does what Dennis... He's probably one of the most underrated players in the county, to be honest.
Excellent. So that's victory 3-8, as I said, 13 points from Ballincollig, which sets up a winner's clash in round two against UCC.
UCC.
How will you feel about that matchup?
It's a difficult proposition, always. You don't know what we don't know what we're playing, really. We haven't seen UCC. Plus the fact that it's summertime, they're after breaking up, so you don't know what they have. They could have a brilliant team. More than likely they will. They'll be full of inter-county players, but you can't underestimate them. They're going to be serious. It's going to be a serious test for us to beat them. No, but whenever it might be played, hopefully it'll be played, let's say, the end of June, probably. So, look, we'll just have to regroup. We'll give the boys a week off training. We'll get back and we'll start afresh and come up with another plan for that game.
Good stuff. Well, the plan worked last night, Andrew, by the sounds of things. So congratulations on that opening round win.
Thanks very much.
The Bars played out a 117-17 win over Beara in their round one clash in the Senior Football Championship last night. And their manager, Ray Keane, joins me now. Ray, congrats on that.
Thanks very much, Lisa.
A 10-point win. Talk us through how it played out in terms of how well did you dominate, as the scoreline would suggest?
Yeah, look, I suppose we'd be fairly happy with it if we got over the line. That's all it was about, really. We were going into the unknown, really, going down there. You know, we hadn't seen them or anything like that. So, look, as far as we were concerned, we were just happy enough to get over the line. That was all it was about. An awful lot of work to do by us. We're a long way off where we need to be and to be even competing. So, this is the first rung of the ladder, and that's all. We were happy to get over the line. That's it.
So you certainly won't be getting ahead of yourselves with a 10-point victory, by the sounds of things. Like, how did you feel about the performance overall?
Look, I suppose it might sound a bit mad to be picking holes in the performance when you win by that much, but to be honest with you, we wouldn't be happy with it. There was just plenty to do. There's plenty to work on, which is a good thing as well, I suppose. There's certain aspects I wouldn't be one bit happy with. So look, we just put the head down now. We've a few weeks again now to prepare. I think the lads will go away and they'll be hurling for the next 3 or 4 weeks. So it'll be kind of hard to get work done with them, but look, I'm sure there's other clubs with the same situation, so we'll just put the head down. We'll see where it takes us.
Are you finding things hard to manage there at the Duel?
Not really, no. Not at the moment. In fairness, there's a good cooperation between both sets of management. And in fairness, you know, you just work together, and that's the only way you can handle it. And you know, like they give us our time, and we give them their time now. But it's just. Well, look, the next few weeks now, again, as I said, they'll be hurling, so it'll be just a bit tougher from that point of view. But look, that's just the way it works, and I'm sure it was the same for them for the last few weeks. So look, as I said, we got over the line. That's all it is about, you know, so we're happy enough for now.
And it means progression to a round two, winner's side of the draw against Carberry. So Ray, what were the initial thoughts, I suppose, when you won last night and thought Carberry next?
Relief, I suppose, first and foremost, and I just to get over the line and job done. In relation to Carberry, I wouldn't know very much about them, to be honest with you. I wouldn't have seen them or anything like that, and won't get a chance to see them now either. But look, you just look at their lineup. The lot of inter-county experience. There's 6 or 7 county players there, probably 1 or 2 more that possibly could be saying that they should be there, and 1 or 2 others that have yet to come back into them. They'll be star-studded out for 3 and we'll be really up against it that night. As I said, look, we're more concerned on ourselves. We've mounted the climb over the next few weeks, and you know, we just put the head down now and see where we go. We just go into it and see how we can get on, really. It'll be a big challenge, simple as that. We'd be going in there as underdogs, you know, against, they had a very, very good win in the first round, so we'll see. Look, we'll just look forward to it and see where it takes us.
Time to prepare for that now. As you mentioned, the intercounty lads there and the county watch, I suppose, when you're looking at club games. Michael Shields, how he go for you last night?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we'd be happy enough with him. You know, he's probably a bit frustrated. You know, it's nice for him to get a game back. Same with Ian Maguire. Like, you know, what they need is game. Simple as that. You know, Stephen Sherlock had kicked about 9 or 10 points, I think. You know, probably his first full game in a few weeks. You know, it's nice just for that. Dylan Quinn the same. You know, it's very hard, in fairness, for that to come back in. But they put their shoulder to the wheel the last week or so. So, in fairness, I couldn't argue with them. But look, they're only the numbers. The number of 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 players amongst the group of 30, which the main thing is that they fall in and all throw the line and go in the one direction. And look, as I said at the start, we're happy we got over the line, and that's all we wanted to do, really.
That's it. Good stuff. And look, best luck in your preparations for round 2. Thanks for speaking to us, Ray.
Thank you very much.
Continuing our look at last night's Senior Football Championship action, and now the reaction of the Musgrave manager Noel Toomey after they overcame Ahara 213-8 points. Very comprehensive win for you, Noel.
Yeah, we were very happy with the way we played, and to get the win secures 3 matches for the division game, you know, and that's what we set out to do at the start, and we're delighted with the win.
Yeah, 20 minutes into this match, you were 2-6 to 1 point up. So, I mean, you dominated from early on by the looks of things.
Yeah, well, we set out our stall fairly early. We took the game to Ahara, and I think they were kind of surprised with the way we attacked from the word go. And once we got a few scores on the board, I think we opened up. And, you know, unlucky maybe to have a few more goals scored and kind of killed the game before halftime, but fair play to had a goalie. He stood up and he blocked a few point blank shots, but delighted to be ahead by that much at halftime, you know.
So moving forward, you've mentioned there actually already the fact that the new championship structure, what it means for you now, 3 games as a divisional side.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the new championship structure, everybody's kind of pointing towards the divisions, the colleges and divisions, and how it can help them.
Well, I think this has been a super idea this year. From a division's point of view, you probably get one chance between the divisions early on, and you're out. But this year, no, like, the incentive to win your first round guarantees 3 matches. And for a divisional team, the more games you can get together with them, you know, the stronger you'll be getting. And hopefully this year, with our window and win under our belt, that we'll go on and improve as the games will come to us, you know.
And had you everyone you wanted last night?
No, we were short a few players that were injured, and a few lads in doing exams. Sean Keller was just coming back from a long-term injury, and Ron O'Toole, who was injured in the Cork under 21 match.
Yeah.
And Dan O'Dineen and Ty Cockery, who were exam tight. So the Ballyborney lads in. Playing championship next weekend, and to be fair, we released them, and their clubs were kind of happy enough that we didn't ask them to tag out last night, you know. So we definitely have 5-6 players to come back into this panel, so it'll strengthen our hand for the next thing, you know.
And you might need to do that, because the fact that it's Nemo Rangers in round 2, Noel, that is a whole other prospect.
Oh, sure. Nemo are the team that everyone wants to be, you know. They've been a fantastic club for the last 30, 40 years. They are the type of teams now, you know, that you want to judge yourself off. You know, we'll have a go off them the next day. If we lose, we're still in the championship. But, you know, we can gauge ourselves off them and see how far we have to, that we've come, and how far we have to improve, you know, to go on and go forward in the championship.
Good stuff. Look, the best of luck with your preparations until that, Noel, and congrats on last night's win over Al-Hadda.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.